In Bangalore, India, distraught fans of an Indian film icon smashed cars, burned buses, and fought with police as thousands gathered for his funeral. Raj Kumar, a revered actor and one of southern India's best-loved figures, died yesterday of a heart attack at the age of 77. Today was the second day of trouble in Bangalore in connection with his death. We're joined on the line from New Delhi by NPR's South Asia correspondent, Philip Reeves. And first, tell us about the violence and why, for a movie actor rather than, say, a politician, any violence at all would break out.
Well, the violence does appear quite serious. The police have called in reinforcements. They've been firing tear gas and beating rioters back with sticks. This is a very large crowd. We're talking about tens of thousands, if not more than that, who assembled to watch Raj Kumar being carried through the streets in a transparent coffin to a cremation site. Why they would riot for an actor rather than a politician isn't absolutely clear, but it's a very large number of people. It's hot, it's very emotional, and I think these are big factors.
Well, tell us then about this actor, Raj Kumar, big star.
Big star, yes, an icon in that part of India. He's a star in movies in India's Kannada language. He's made more than 200 of them. He's seen by many as a role model, a kind of sage. And I think the large crowds that we're seeing today are a reflection of the huge admiration he was held in this part of India.
Well, I gather he didn't smoke and sort of lived a good life.
Yeah, he has a reputation of being a role model, an aesthete, and something of a community leader. And his death is being considered in India as a matter of national importance, not just regional importance. It's dominating the headlines. And in fact, the viewers of one television news channel have been lighting candles for him.
And one other thing about him in recent years, he made news a few years ago when he was kidnapped by a bandit who was also quite famous in his own way.
Yeah, this made international news in the year 2000. He was taken hostage and held for 3 months in the jungle by the bandit Verappan. Verappan was some years later shot by the police, but he emerged unharmed, much to the relief of his multitude of fans who are out today to mourn his death.
Thank you very much, Philip.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves in New Delhi.